When you look at photos of protests over George Floyd's death, you'll see big crowds, people standing close together, some hugging or locking arms, and many, but not all, wearing face masks. That has many officials concerned about a possible increase in coronavirus cases after the protests. Dr. Seema Yasmin is a clinical assistant professor of medicine at Stanford University, a public health physician, and author of the forthcoming book, Viral BS, Medical Myths and Why We Fall for Them. And she joins us to look at the intersection of this pandemic and the protests. Welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yes. So, Dr. Yasmin, Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz has said he thinks the state will actually see a spike in COVID-19 cases after these protests. And we've heard other officials agree with this statement. Are you concerned protesters are putting themselves at risk?
So I think it's really important that we remember that the protests are against police brutality and racism, and that these two issues are completely connected to the viral pandemic. COVID-19 is not the great equalizer, as some people have said. The virus is killing Black people in America at more than twice the rate of white people. And in some places like Kansas, the death rate from COVID-19 is 7 times higher in Black people. So racism is a public health issue. Racism is a medical problem. Racism literally causes accelerated aging in the cells of Black people. So when we talk about the pandemic right now, the Black community in America is hit with not one pandemic, but two pandemics, COVID-19 and the chronic problems of racism and police violence. And even the American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, have issued statements to this effect, that there is systemic racism. This is a public health issue. So I say this because those who are outraged that protesting racism endangers our collective safety fail to understand that America has never been safe for Black people, and that if nothing changes, it will remain an unsafe place after the pandemic. And protesters in many places have been wearing masks, some wearing goggles, some at sit-in protests and marches are sticking to small groups and practicing physical distancing. But unfortunately, we've seen video footage from over the weekend of police officers snatching masks off the faces of protesters, corralling and confining them so they end up packed together and aren't able to do physical distancing. And my concern is that that kind of policing could cause an increase in cases.
Oh, that's really interesting. So the police officers' actions in getting people to be in concentrated groups, you're saying actually increase that risk. Is there a way to demonstrate more safely right now? I'm thinking about strategies that people are taking in order to keep themselves safe. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo actually said he feels people have the right to demonstrate. He just wants them to be safe when they're out there.
In terms of protesters trying to stay safe, I have talked to people who've been wearing masks, also wearing eye protection, so plastic goggles. You can also do things like use signs to make your point so you're not having to talk very loudly and you try to minimize the amount of droplets that you're spreading. And of course, when you get home, decontaminate and make sure you self-isolate after the fact as well. My concern, though, is that you can do all of those things and then have an officer snatch your mask off your face or be corralled onto a bus and taken to a jail where you're jailed with many other people and not able to do physical distancing.
Do you have advice for the police? I mean, this is an interesting question to ask you, but really, they're out there as a form of enforcement. How do you take the first steps to reduce the spread of these germs?
So one of the interesting things about the protest this past week has been us watching as thousands of police officers and National Guard have emerged onto the streets of America wearing militarized equipment, including face shields, when we've seen doctors and nurses have been dying in America and becoming infected with the coronavirus as they served on the front lines because they didn't have the most basic PPE. So when it comes to policing, it looks like police officers have the kind of equipment that could actually keep them safer. But the emphasis really has to be on de-escalating, not to be running into protesters, not to be cornering them, not to be coming into close proximity. And unfortunately, we're not seeing that.
You've mentioned this, but many Black protesters are arguing that, yeah, it's risky to protest, but that the police violence also puts them at great risk and they have to stand. I mean, there is this push and pull between going out and actually protesting and then this push about COVID-19 and the risks there. What's your overall message as people go for another day and evening of protests out there?
So we can't artificially try and disconnect these public health crises. The pandemic is happening, but there's also been these chronic epidemics of police brutality and racism. All of them are public health emergencies. We can't address one without addressing all of them.
That's Dr. Seema Yasmin. She's a clinical assistant professor of medicine at Stanford University. She's the author of the forthcoming book, Viral BS, Medical Myths, and Why We Fall for Them. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Tonya.